69, 215, 110. I'm going down Highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down Highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down Highway 110 listening to a podcast in my big old pickup truck.
Hey, it's Deeper, and welcome to another episode of the 110 Podcast, a podcast where I talk about one song in 10 minutes. This week, I'm featuring James and the Giant Peach by George Washing Tub. Get it right. I found this artist through Mowgli and the Zonies, and it was love at first listen. It was eerily familiar. Mowgli sent me this and next week's band, and like I was just blown away that I was like so in love and obsessed with these two bands. Like he was two for two, dude. And like we've never met. It was very minimal conversation. I was just like, whoa, like that's crazy. Like no one's ever recommended like gotten two or two except for like Rod probably, because Rod sends me a lot of bands or whatever. So yeah, shout out to Mowgli. But anyways, I just love this artist's style. I love the name George Washington. Like I was like, yep, I'm gonna listen to that. Like that's up first. With that, I am going to play a clip from the band or the artist, and then we're gonna play a clip of James and the Giant Peach.
James and the Giant Peach is the second part of an 8-part concept album called James the Fourth in 8 Parts, released in 2022, and it was recorded and produced by my son Anthony DiDomizio. And the inspiration for the concept album was based on his friend James, who had moved into this guest house when he was 19 in a rough part of Phoenix by train tracks. And the main house on the property had burnt down, and the owner never rebuilt it. The yard was covered in tall dead grass and old cars that had rusted out and cats running everywhere, and inspired me to write a song, which led into the album. I created a fictitious life for James that didn't represent reality with the drug use and the murders. Even though the album was supposed to be about James, in the second song, James and the Giant Peach, I have him killed off and introduce his character named Mary, who goes on to dominate the rest of the album. In the third song, Kurt Cobain, it's revealed that James didn't accidentally die on that train, slipping off. It was Mary who killed him. And she'd be upset because James had reported a dead body in the alley, and he forgot that it was him and Mary who put it there, and she was arrested for it but got released. All the songs in the album, they have recurring plot lines that refer back to each other, and the vegan taxidermy is introduced in the 8th part, Sweet Blue-Haired Mary of the Lowlands. And I've written other songs since then that tie into the same universe, and they'll be released later this summer, early fall. As far as George Washington goes, I've been playing solo for the last 5 years, but I've recently introduced some new members. Sarah Marie and Bisbee is now singing and also playing electric ukulele, and my granddaughter Montebella, who's 6 years old, plays drums when available. Sarah and I organized and co-hosted the first annual Bisbee Anti-Folk Fest this past March in City Park in Old Bisbee, and it was a great time. We had 18 artists performing over 2 days and nights, and we're going to be holding it again the last weekend in March in 2027. We'll be adding a third day on a Sunday. We have an Instagram page for that if you want more info, Bisbee Anti-Folk Fest. George Washington has an Instagram page at George Washington. Music's available on Bandcamp, SoundCloud, YouTube, all streaming services, including Deezer. Thanks.
James was eating a giant peach while Gilbert sipped on a purple drink. When James decided he wanted to go to town, So James took his giant peach and he put it on a giant leech. He said, now, hey, Gilbert, I'm going to Giant Town. He wanted to fight giants there with his giant peach on a giant leech. But there were too many giants to fight alone. But James was really still in his shed. Was all imagined in his head. For James was doing acid again. Went in through the door, walked Mary, released from jail early unexpectedly. Come to seek some vengeance, son James. You see, James had tipped off the authorities about the dead body in his alley, forgetting that it was him and Mary who put it there. But Mary claimed she never killed nobody. It was just a John who allegedly OD'd after a night of doing drugs and amorosity. Oh, Mary had a little lamb. She slit his throat, filleted and fried it in a pan. And that's what she's come to do to you now, James, too. But James reacted quickly and ran out the back door, which was really just a hole in the shed wall. And he hopped a train for Albuquerque.
So much about this album and the reoccurring characters, like, I don't know, that was really, like, cool. I like when that happens, like, in an album, like, you hear about another, like, the same character, like, again, and I'm excited for that new music, because, yeah, Mary reminded me of the Pearl Jam song Crazy Mary, like, so that was, like, a little connection, and I was like, oh, that'd be funny, like, if this was, like, everything leading up to, you know, that Pearl Jam song, like, if it was in the same universe. Anyways, don't get me started on a Pearl Jam rant. I loved the rawness. I loved the exaggerated humor. I loved the sound. His vocals reminded me of C-Flo, but like his writing style, I heard a lot of myself in his writing style. So like, yeah, that kind of hit close to home for me. And I went with James and the Giant Peach because I was trying to keep a food theme going, you guys. But also, that was one of my favorite books when I was growing up, and the movie definitely ruined it for me. Like, I was like so excited when that movie came out, and then I was like, nope, the book was better. That's how it usually goes. But I'm not a big reader, so like James and the Giant Peach was like one of the few books I read when I was younger. Like, yeah, there was only a handful. But anyways, I'm gonna have to check out this anti-folk fest. Like, am I gonna have to save for this and like go back out, take another road trip? This sounds very cool, you guys. March of 2027. All the links will be in the show notes. I don't know. Rod and I might have to take another road trip. But is it? I mean, it's hot in Arizona like all the time, right? I'm in California. I don't know. But I could barely stand the heat like when I was there, when we were there in May. And like, yeah, I'm playing today in like Coachella basically. And like, I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to like survive that heat. So yeah, it's like going to be 110 and like still 100 when I'm supposed to play. Luckily I'll be inside a casino, but still I'm like, do I wear shorts? Do I wear jeans? Like, ugh. Anyways. Oh, I forgot. I know he named the instruments, but I was like, I could have sworn like I heard like ukulele in here. And I almost went with Mountain Song because there was kazoo in there. And I was like, oh, damn. I was like, I love this dude. I love kazoo. So you guys know for my EP, like I really wanted like trumpet. So we got Caesar to do trumpet. But I also like really want to do a song with kazoo. So like this was inspiring for me. Like I'm telling you, like I freaking loved this artist like so much. Like, oh, I was like, yes, dude, this is like, oh, the jam right here. Like nothing but jams, dude. So I hope you will check out this artist, George Washington, all smushed together on Instagram. Follow me at D for Music, DEEFUR Music on Instagram. I'm putting out a comedy EP. Did I say that already? There's been a lot of lag and procrastination on that, but we have like this idea and we finally got permission from the comedians. So we're going to put out a 3-song. Well, I am. Well, no, we, and hopefully there will be comedians on there too, but it's 3 songs. You won't get it unless you've been to the Angry Horse, a horseplay comedy at Angry Horse. But yeah, look for that. It's just a fun project, you guys, that I'm putting on. It's a pretty dirty song. But anyways, and then I'll work on my serious EP. Yeah, I'll get down to it. Once I get this out of my system, I'll start working on a serious EP, you guys. Laundromat Confessions. Anyways, James and the Giant Peach will be added to the Expander playlist, /110podcast playlist, where you can find most of the songs that I've ever featured on this podcast. I want to thank you for listening. I hope you listen next time to check out a small artist or band. Say hi to your dad for me. Bye.